Some people are able to let go of their crutches all at once. But for most people, it's better to overcome safety crutches through a series of manageable steps. Today, you're going to create a plan that will help you slowly wean yourself off your crutches. Your end goal will be to completely replace your crutches with the DARE response. In day one, you identified all the crutches you use to feel safe. Take out that list and identify the one that you find most troublesome. Identify the crutch that holds you back the most, that you use the most, and that makes you feel most safe. So what is it for you? A person? A medication? Always having a way to escape? Your phone? Next, think about a place or situation that you feel unable to approach without your crutches. Think of a place you never go, for example, without your safety person. Consider what you are unable to do without having your medication on hand. Where do you always bring your phone or bottle of water? Identify one situation or place that feels most pressing to you. Today, you're going to create a step-by-step plan that will help you wean yourself off of your most troublesome crutch in your most pressing situation. To help you create your plan, I'm going to walk you through an example. Let's look at a hypothetical person named Matt. Matt has social anxiety whenever he goes to the grocery store. His crutch is always needing to bring his partner with him when he goes shopping. This example will help you understand what it means to create a step-by-step plan, and you will then need to do the work of applying similar concepts to your own unique situation. Matt always brings his partner with him when he goes shopping. For him, letting go of his crutch would mean reaching a point where he can go shopping completely on his own. However, he doesn't feel ready to drop his partner as a crutch all at once. So he comes up with a series of steps between shopping with his partner and shopping by himself. In step one, Matt will drive with his partner to the grocery store. His partner will come into the store with him and sit down at the front while Matt shops. After successfully completing step one, Matt will move on to step two. He will drive to the store with his partner, and his partner will stay in the car while he shops. In step three, Matt's partner will stay home, but will give him an encouraging talk before he leaves. Matt knows his partner will be there to debrief once he gets back. As his final step, Matt will go to the store by himself with no support from his partner before, during, or after. So that's what a step-by-step plan looks like. It involves building up over time, gaining courage through small steps. How does this apply to your situation? Whether you have social anxiety, claustrophobia, health anxiety, anxiety while driving, or any other type of anxiety, these same concepts can be applied to you. Instead of a person, the crutch can be an item like a phone that you leave behind, for example, starting in the car and then eventually at home. People freak at the thought of not having a phone on them, but up until very recently, we survived just fine without having a phone on us at all times. If leaving it at home speeds your recovery from anxiety, then practice going phone-free for periods of time. Think of a series of steps that feel manageable to you. Your plan can have as few or as many steps as you'd like. Be honest with yourself about how quickly you will be able to wean yourself from your crutches. Don't add unnecessary steps. At the same time, don't push yourself faster than seems reasonable. Over the next 3 days, we will review the DARE response. Simultaneously, you will be using the review of the DARE response to help you carry out the first 3 steps in your plan. As you continue forward, remember that crutches give you the illusion of safety, but they're actually a trap. They are not keeping you safe at all. They are holding you back. You are your own safe person. You have everything you need to manage your anxiety using DARE. And no, DARE is not another crutch. It's an internal tool that brings out your own natural confidence. Your crutches are keeping you from fully living and fully recovering. You don't need anyone or anything to save you. You have all the strength and courage you need to succeed at life on your own two feet.